deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you. You should be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Over the years, Israel has been one of the countries that people have been against for centuries. You go back to Nazi time. Hitler decided that the Jews needed to be wiped off the face of the earth. Some 6 million Jews he killed horribly. Took them and put them in concentration camps and prison camps and killed them and wanted to kill more if Hitler wasn't stopped. Folks, that was prophecy being fulfilled. They were being killed all around the world. A Jew, during the time of Hitler, went in hiding. I don't know any of you have ever read the story of Corrie ten Boom. Corrie ten Boom was alive during that time, and Corrie ten Boom herself was hidden. She also, later on, helped to hide some of the Jews, and God used her in a great way. A true story of what took place during Hitler's reign. And what took place and how people were slaughtered and killed. A horrible time. But God predicted that would happen. And over the years, there's been occurrences of that. And over the years, there's been problems and things that have come up. Israel became a recognized nation. Back on May 14, 1948, Israel became a nation. Now, it had been a nation for all these years. As I said, it goes all the way back to the time of Abraham. It goes all the way back to this particular time. But the problems of Israel have been around. There have been problems all over the place. You think about things that have been taking place and things that have been happening. Nations have been going against Israel. The Arabs have been fighting against Israel. There's always been war in the Middle East. Always. We've seen Israel's past. We've seen Israel's problem. I want you to see the third thing, Israel's plan. Now, I want you to notice the end of verse 9. I want you to take a look at this. This is the key to understand this particular verse. I want you to see it. The Bible says, "And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." For many, many years, Israel has been a hated nation. The United States has stood strong for Israel. The United States have stood with Israel and backed Israel. We have been the strongest ally that Israel has ever had. There's been other countries, but no one country other than the United States for many, many years has stood by Israel. But I want you to think about something. Back in February, Prime Minister of Israel was here for a visit in Washington, D.C. Our own president would not take the time to have a picture taken with this foreign leader. As custom was for every other foreign leader that came into the White House, there was always a time, a picture taken. Our president refused. Our president bowed out and said that he did not have time to have his picture taken. The Prime Minister of Israel. Short time after that, our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, never thought you'd be hearing that statement, would you? Together. Hillary Clinton got on the phone and for 45 minutes railed on the nation of Israel and literally told them off for what was taking place. 45-minute phone call. How would you like to spend 45 minutes on the phone with Hillary? Wouldn't be too fun, would it? But I want you to see these. I want you to see the hatred. I want you to see what is taking place around the world. As I was doing some studying for this particular message and looking at what was happening, I ran across a particular activity that has been taking place. It's been going on for several years, but this year was the biggest and the greatest festival of this particular kind. I never dreamed or never understood this even went on, but this is an actual fact. Let me give you the facts on this. There was a festival taking place in different countries, literally around the world. I do not think it took place here in America per se, but there were countries literally all around the world. From March 1st to March 13th. This is what the name of the festival is. You can look this up. It is accurate. It is real. The festival is called the Hatred of Israel Festival. For 13 days, the festival goers hear speeches, see demonstrations, hear dialogue on hating Israel. This year was the biggest year in the history of this particular festival. It has been stated that more countries joined this particular festival than any other time period, any other place, anywhere else around the world. This past March, for 13 days, the world stood around and bashing Israel, putting them down, talking about how they could get rid of Israel, how they could wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Look at verse 9 again. At the end of verse 9. And you shall be hated of how many nations? All. Folks, we are seeing Israel's last ally turning their back on Israel. We are seeing our own beloved nation. And folks, I'll be honest. One of the main reasons that God has blessed America is because we have stood with Israel. We have stood strong with Israel through thick and thin. Again, you can find this is recorded message. Israel has had over 70 resolutions passed by the UN or sanctions against them, condemning Israel for what they've done. And guess what? Not one for their neighbors around them. Over 70 times our UN has cited Israel for their wrongdoing. Not one time any other neighboring nations have ever been have a resolution against them by the UN. UN is the body, United Nations of all nations of the world. Here's where the situation is. We are quickly seeing all nations coming against Israel. Now, folks, I want you to see this. Not just during the days of Hitler, it's not just during back in the time of Abraham. We are seeing all nations come together and they are getting ready to destroy Israel. Sources say, hey, Israel is getting very afraid and scared of Iran and their nuclear armament and what is taking place. Excuse me. Iran is supposed to have had nuclear missiles and different things and the capability, and Israel is scared to death about what is taking place. But unknown sources have said this. Israel is getting ready. Sources tell us even this summer or maybe early fall, Israel is preparing for a massive airstrike of Iran. Again, this is not mainstream news. You will find this news from Jerusalem and other places there. As we speak, the Israeli Air Force is getting things ready. They are compiling their weapons. They are getting things ready. And they are ready for an airstrike, unknown to when the time frame is going to be. But they have declared they will wipe off all nuclear warheads out of Iran. Now, what do you think about this? You say, Pastor, what has this got to do with what you're talking about every day? Folks, Israel does an airstrike and Israel takes out Iran and their nuclear capability. It is going to infuriate the Arabs. It is going to literally bring World War III to that region. And literally, it is going to bring about what God is saying right here. And the reason I'm sharing these facts and these things with you, I want you to see how close we are to the second coming. Now remember, let me remind